It's down to the wire again as Washington wrestles with another fiscal deadline. But even if lawmakers succeed in defusing the latest crisis, the uncertainty carries a hefty price tag. One study suggests that since the last budget impasse in 2011, market volatility, hiring delays, and reduced consumer demand have shaved about $150 billion from the country's gross domestic output. Testifying in Congress this week, economist Mark Zandi says that's equivalent to more than 1 million jobs.
If political uncertainty had not risen to the degree that it has, the unemployment rate today would still be high, uncomfortably high, but at 6.6%, we're currently at 7.3, it would be at 6.6. That would make a meaningful difference to our economy's performance.
Washington's political dysfunction was evident this week when freshman Republican Senator Ted Cruz railed for 21 hours against a health care law to delay a procedural vote. As part of his speech, he read excerpts from a children's book.
I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Fiscal reform advocate Robert Bixby says that's not a winning formula for Republicans.
If their position is that they would not increase the debt ceiling or indeed pass any of the appropriations bills unless Obamacare is repealed or defunded, that I think would be viewed by the public as an unreasonable demand.
Likely to be even more contentious is the coming debate on the debt ceiling. Failure to raise the debt limit will mean the U.S. government could run out of money to pay its debt by October 17th, the consequences of which, Mark Zandi says,
would be cataclysmic. It would mean higher mortgage rates, higher borrowing costs for businesses, lower stock prices, lower house prices, a full-blown recession, and there would be no reasonable policy response to it.
But another leading economist says those claims are greatly exaggerated. Alan Meltzer says the budget debates are necessary and more likely to lead to a compromise.
There will be consequences, but the consequences will depend upon how long the default goes on. You know, it isn't going to go on forever, and it probably will arouse enough reaction from the public that we'll, if we don't get the agreement before, we'll get it after.
The domestic wrangling is a big worry for U.S. trading partners. Many countries, especially those in emerging markets, are dependent on American consumer demand for their exports. Another political stalemate could erode the world's confidence in the U.S. economy, which had been showing modest but steady signs of recovery. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.